Buns in the 701. Happy Flag Day.
Hey, happy Flag Day to you guys.
And good morning.
You know, it's awesome, though. That actually was commemorated in 1777 on June 14th. And there's another interesting fact. The United States Army also celebrates the U.S. Army birthday on this date, as they were formed under the American Continental Army after reaching a consensus in the Committee of the Whole on June 14th, 1775. So, yeah, there's your history lesson.
Continental Army, and that's why we go and fight all over the continent and all over the globe, or the flat earth, or whatever we have this week.
Flat earth.
I know, right? Well, did you have a globe, or did you have a pull-down map?
I guess we had both, so we went both ways.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that way there, nobody's left unhappy. Whichever crowd you are, we have your deal up there. That's how tolerant.
There you go.
That's how tolerant we are.
That's kind of square. I'm pretty much on that square earth thing right now.
A square earth? I thought it was a sphere.
Well, I'm going to change it all and mess up everybody and just say it's a square earth.
Well, I guess it was kind of a rectangular pull-down map back in school, so.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Violent crime drops as gun ownership goes up? That's not what they told us would happen in Chicago or whatever. Fill in the blank with your favorite.
Who would have thought?
Right? Imagine that. You can defend yourself, then people won't attack. Oh, wow. There's a novel idea.
Funny that these numbers come out after O'Biden went in, and he had a big speech with another anti-gun group here the other day. He's after his son that same day was found guilty of gun charges. But anyway, yes, FBI data for the first quarter of 2024 shows that violent crime dropped by more than 15%. And that's interesting. That's from the year before. Yeah, crazy, right? It's crazy. Between 2017 and 2023, though, there was a 6.7% increase in gun ownership and a 13.6% increase in women gun ownership. So I guess all them crazy lies about the Wild West and everything else, that with more guns comes more crime, actually isn't true. And I thought it was interesting that old Merrick Garland, this may be the only time I've ever agreed with what he said, was that it showed that declines in violent property or in violence and property crime have been seen in every region, a decrease. And really what that report shows is that blaming a lawful gun owner for violent crime is a non-starter, isn't it? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't do anything. And it just shows that what John R. Lott Jr. said, more guns, less crime, that's the way it's always going to be. If you arm your populace, you'll have a safe and polite populace. And that's what I have to say on that one. You want to throw in there, Mike?
My God, don't all speak at one time here, you guys.
Well, I don't know. I thought Mitchell was still looking for the word of the day there. I wasn't quite sure.
I couldn't figure. I had some other word. I'll have to go back in the show and figure out what. Maybe I can use it on Monday. I don't know.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, it's just basically what we've been saying from state to state when we do the reports over the last few years that states that have given more rights to gun owners have shown the drop in crime, and they just can't deny that fact. That's the way it is. But they can highlight some of the bad stuff that happens, but they don't highlight the good stuff that happens because of all of it. And so it's just, you know, it's one of those things where we're getting the word out the best we can.
Guns of the 701 here on KFIRE. ATF and a new rule blocked by a federal judge. What the heck is going on there, you know?
So the thing on that is that we've talked about that as a Texas lawsuit, Texas versus the ATF. The ATF wanted to make every single person, every single citizen who sells a gun or, you know, gifts a gun to their son or whatever else, that they would have to have an FFL license, a federal firearms license, before selling any firearms. So you would have to have a license to sell any of your guns. And well, you know, they shot that down for the most part. And
I see what you did there. Shot it down.
I work on it.
You've been waiting to do that one all morning, haven't you?
Yeah, all morning. There we go. ATF uses power they claimed was given to them by John Cornyn and other members of Congress through a bipartisan Safer Communities Act to change the rules. But, yeah, the judge says no. So we're going to wait and see how that applies, because I'm sure they'll push it through higher courts and whatnot. But I think that it's continually going to be seen to be an unconstitutional thing and just a plain-out wrong thing by the ATF trying to claim more power, which they should not have in the first place, and try to roughshod over top of all American rights. It's a backdoor gun law is what it is. So, yeah, there we go.
Well, it's a backdoor confiscation in a way, but what it really does is, you know, the left has always been talking about how they want to close this gun show loophole and they wanted to ban private sales. Well, this was the backdoor to that. And they're trying to do it again through the bipartisan, I call it Unsafe Communities Act. It was a sham, and the Republicans, even some of them went with it. That's how it got passed. But they want to basically make everybody a dealer. Whether you and me, Todd, got together and said, hey, you know, I got a nice shotgun here, an 870. Do you want to buy that? If we made a deal on it, you don't have to necessarily even make money on it now. That was always the definition of doing business, was making money on your sale and engaged in it. And they just got rid of that. And it was at Biden's request. I mean, his base basically said that they wanted more gun control. He hasn't been able to do it. And that's pretty much what he took as a step under the act that was passed. And it's going to be found probably unconstitutional under Bruin. Yet again, Bruin is the key case here with historical use. And I think that's what you're going to see, as it works its way up through the appellate courts and then eventually up to the Supreme Court. That's where it'll be decided initially.
Guns of the 701 here. You know, watch out if the left gets their way next election cycle and Gavin Newsom gets in charge.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, well, Gavin doesn't have a good record to run on. That's the main thing, because Gavin Newsom, he tried to get continuous supporters of even more laws restricting gun ownerships. He proposed an Article 5 convention of the states to amend the United States Constitution. And, well, he got no states to sign on to that whatsoever. So the convention and amendments were proposed, no other states passed the resolution to support Governor Newsom's effort, which means nobody. Let's just go ahead and say.
Well, it is actually the convention of the Newsom, then. No states, just him.
Convention of one. That's usually how it works. Convention of one.
Convention of one. Yeah, the only state that signed on to it was California, and that, well, we don't know about how California is.
Yeah.
That's the state we want to emulate, right? I mean, California's got so many great success stories right now. Ask everybody who's fled to Texas or Florida or whatever, Arizona.
Yeah. Even out here, yeah. To see them. But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason folks have been fleeing California. Why in the world do we want the entire country to emulate that?
We welcome them, except don't bring their bad laws here. That's what the only.
Well, right, say. Right. Yeah, we'll take their money, but did I say that out loud?
The worst part about this whole thing was, you know, he did this a year ago, and then they revised it, and essentially, if you look at parts A and B, it essentially is everything that they want and kind of been pushing under the new rules that ATF has put out, being they couldn't pass them. You know, that federal, state, and local governments can adopt public safety regulations limiting aspects of firearms acquisition, possession, public carry, and use by individuals. Use regulations that are consistent with the Second Amendment to the United States of the Constitution and the understanding that throughout American history, private individuals have possessed firearms for home defense, hunting, and recreational purposes. So what it does is that's just one of them. It guts the Second Amendment. Those 27 words, I mean, come on. We don't have to worry about what it said there. It says that we have the right to keep and bear arms, and it's unabridged here. That's what it is. And this is what that'll do. It'll gut that, and then they're trying to put that historical reference in there, I'm guessing, because of the Bruin case, because that's what that was decided on. And, of course, you know, anyone under 21 years of age, and it's waiting periods. I mean, they want to enshrine this in a constitutional amendment, which would be number 28, but getting a two-thirds and a three-quarter, respectively, with the with the convention of the states, and then an adoption would be awful tough, I think, in this world today.
Yeah.
Here's another example of why you do actually want folks to be trained and armed. A sniper fatally shoots bank robber holding hostages through a computer monitor? Wait a minute, how did that work?
Yeah, what about that, huh? Yeah, Lee County Sheriff's Office. And they actually released a video on this. I did go look it up. It was kind of interesting. It wasn't a lot to see there. But, I mean, this guy, yeah. Yeah, this guy walked in there. His name was Sterling Avalanche. He walked into Bank of America in Fort Myers. He's 36 years old. And he took a man and a woman hostages, claiming he also had a bomb. They tried to talk him down, and they did. The officers did their diligence and actually tried to talk this guy down and let the hostages go. He refused to do it. I didn't get any background on this guy. There's not a lot out there. But then this Avalanche, I think his last name is kind of coincidental on Avalanche. But anyway, he put a knife to a woman's throat. And that's when the officers on duty and the guy in charge of the scene said that's enough, basically. And they needed to use deadly force. So one of their snipers with their special operations unit, he fired a planned and deliberate shot through a computer monitor, striking Avalanche in the head, and he was killed instantly. They also explained that firing through barriers is a trained and routinely practiced skill by the Lee County Sheriff's Special Operations Unit, and it's a .308 caliber bullet was used specifically because it is known for its ballistic reliability traveling through barriers. SWAT team then went in, they put a flashbang in, threw it inside there, finished up the scene, essentially went in, safely secured all the hostages and prisoners, and brought the situation to an end. And to me, that's a happy ending. You took out a bad guy.
Well, yeah.
With a sniper bullet, and ended the deal, and
they took a guy out. They took a guy out who had a good name, because you know what? If anybody had a good name, I mean, he couldn't live up to his good name. Sterling Avalanche sounds like the best superhero name, and obviously he was a failure in life. So he was so bad that he couldn't live up to a cool name like that. I mean, Sterling.
You know that Avalanche. I thought I saw that comic book downtown, and you know, I think it would have sold for more than that. The Adventures of Sterling. Avalanche. Oh, man. Radio theater.
Only radio DJs get that. You know that? There we go. Hey, I just got to put out one quick announcement. That,
yes, sir.
Jamie, one of the co-founders here at Guns and 7-1, he's going to be filling in for Dakota Prairie Outdoors tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock a.m., 8 o'clock Central Time, and you want to tune in to Dakota Prairie Outdoors right here on KFYR and
yes,
all the platforms, and of course, iHeart. You don't want to miss that.
Well, right? Yeah, you never want to miss. You should have iHeart already. Pull the trigger on that. Did you see what I did there?
I pulled the trigger. Yes, all right.
And, of course, Guns of the 701, you got to check. It's on summer hours now, huh?
Summer hours, yep. Every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central. It seems like it's working out good, and everyone's liking it, so we'll continue with that. So tune in. We're going to have a pretty decent show. And then the following week, after the coming week, I believe that's, what, the 26th or so, we will be doing our 100th episode, and we will be giving away a gift certificate to Bloodline Kinetics for a barrel rifling. So we'll come up with the details and announce that next week, and then you're going to, the next week following that, tune in, and we're going to give that away right there live on the show.
Sorry about the ratings that you had me on the show that one week. Sorry about the ratings on that. I mean, that was your decision, not mine, just so you know.
That's right. It was awesome. We were off our game. That's what it was.
Well, it was Kelly was there. That's how the ratings got up. But, you know, once they saw him, it wasn't so bad. But, you know, the part with just me was, you know.
Speaking of Kelly, congratulations to Kelly. Winning the primary, and I have no doubt he'll go on to be a great governor. I'm looking forward to the general election. And, of course, he was endorsed by Guns in the 701.
And that was what put it over the edge right there.
That's right, it was.
You
know? I mean, I'm trying to get you guys to endorse me as, you know, the official morning radio show of Guns in the 701 or whatever that.
It's already done.
Already done? Really? Oh, God. I'm the last guy to hear anything anymore. Okay, fantastic.
I'm working on the graphics now.
Love it. Guns of the 701 Fridays here on K-Fire 550. Guys, have a great, great weekend.
You too. Have a great Father's Day weekend, everybody. And hey, Todd, I'm still waiting on that picture that you were supposed to send us.
I chickened out on that one because... Yeah. The thing is, I heard the sound of my career ending if I were going to take that picture. For those missing out on what the... I hate to have inside references and leave folks out, but I was in Minneapolis, and there's this... this statue on the intersection of 38th and Chicago, and I was, because it was Friday, wearing my Guns in the 701 shirt last week, and then left after the show to go to the Twin Cities to see my mother and to see Donny Osmond. And so I was dared to go to the statue of 38th and Chicago in my Guns in the 701 shirt and take the picture. I have the feeling somebody in some legal beagle eagle corner would have seen that and gone, no, we're not doing that.
I don't know. I'd say, well, you send me the picture. I'll put one of those censored things over your face. Over your eyes.
There you go. Put a smiley face.
It may have been the part where I was picking its nose that really did it in, but there. Trust me, I'll be going back. I mean, my mom's still, you know, alive and kicking, so I got to head down there every so often.
Just wear a Biden mask. Get a Biden mask.
A Hunter mask. How about that?
There you go. Better, yeah.
All right, Guns of the 701. Got to fly. Have a great weekend. Happy